With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota has 48 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. The statewide total is now 288. That total includes 23 hospitalizations, 4 deaths, and 91 people now fully recovered. Minnehaha County has 36 new cases for a new total of 140. Minnehaha and Lincoln counties encompass the Sioux Falls city limits. Together, they hold more than half of the state's confirmed cases. Other counties with new cases include Bonham, Brookings, Brown, Coddington, Lincoln, and Yankton. Governor Kristi Noem says the number of COVID-19 cases in South Dakota may peak in the middle of June. That's based on current projections and state actions so far. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Models show the state will need 5,000 hospital beds when COVID-19 hits its peak. The projection also estimates the state will need 1,300 ventilators. Governor Noem says they're working now to get more ventilators. South Dakota is one of 5 states without a stay-at-home order. The other are North Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Arkansas. Noem says a blanket lockdown, as in most other states, would push South Dakota's peak infection rate back. She says the state would need to sustain those measures into October. Noem says the longer mitigation measures are put in place, the more it will flatten the curve.
That would mean that we would potentially have less people infected severely at one time. It would lower our peak infection rate and the population numbers, but it also pushes out the date to which we would need to sustain those activities to make sure that we're getting through the virus time period it'll spend here in South Dakota. So by doing that, when you flatten that curve, you make it last longer.
Noem says the actions taken by South Dakotans already have helped to bend the curve and reduce the number of estimated hospitalizations. Dr. Allison Suttle is the chief medical officer for Sanford Health. She says the state's healthcare providers have agreed on a model to help them plan into the future.
It is just a model and it will change, and it depends on all of our behaviors and the virus itself and the biology of the virus, which we have to respect. I think now more than ever is the time to double down on staying at home. The case numbers are rising, so that staying at home is even more critical.
Dr. Suttle says that means people should plan their trips carefully and limit the times they must leave their homes. She says people should even plan meals ahead and avoid going to the grocery store several times a week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
State health officials are reluctant to address questions about the projected death rates for COVID-19. They say infection rates, mitigation efforts, and other factors make it difficult to predict, but they outlined the formula they're using. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says the department's projections focus on predicting hospital capacity needs, but she notes previous estimates of death rates from COVID-19.
That ranges from 0.5 to 3% of positive cases.
Governor Noem says they won't give an exact number because of the fluid situation. When pressed, she offers the formula state officials are using. COVID-19 may infect 30 to 70% of the state's population, and 0.5 to 3% of those people could die.
We expect it could be 1,000 people in the state of South Dakota, but we don't know. And it all depends on how an individual's body will react to the virus.
The governor adds the death toll will depend on how responsible people are about social distancing recommendations and other mitigation efforts.
If people don't take personal responsibility for their health and those around them, if they don't follow our recommendations, we just can't possibly predict what the ramifications of that would be.
There are plenty of factors that play into how severe someone's COVID-19 illness might be. Those include age and underlying health conditions. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says another way to limit death totals is increasing testing.
If we are able to test all individuals who we suspect may have a COVID-19 infection, that mortality rate due to COVID-19 will be much smaller. It will be closer to 0.5%.
State officials continue to say that 80% of people who contract the infection will have only minor symptoms, and many may not show symptoms at all. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Governor Kristi Noem will have flags flown at half staff when a funeral date is set for Huron State Representative Bob Glanzer. The lawmaker died Friday night after contracting COVID-19. Noem says Glanzer was a statesman and someone she respected. Other state legislators are also mourning his death. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this memorial.
Representative Glanzer represented District 22, which includes Beadle and Kingsbury counties. The 74-year-old was first elected to the State House in 2017. Colleagues remember him as a good man and a legislator focused on serving his constituents. Glanzer was vice chair of the House Education Committee. Representative Lana Greenfield led that committee, and she says he was a reserved legislator.
I mean, he's not the type of person to stand up immediately and tap his shoe on the desk or anything like that. He wasn't that way. He was better at listening and making his decisions through visiting with people, as I said, in his district and just sitting in quiet contemplations.
Greenfield says Bob Glanzer was guided by his faith. He led a legislative Bible study called the Catacomb Caucus and attended a Tuesday night Bible study during the session. Republican Representative Roger Chase is Glanzer's district mate. They also served and sat next to each other on the House Ag and Natural Resources Committee. Chase says he considered running for state Senate this year, but decided instead to run for the House again alongside Glanzer.
He didn't have a political grudge or an axe to grind. He truly wanted to look at each issue separately, and if it could be beneficial to the state, why, that's what he wanted to do, and he was just a good guy to work with.
Representative Chase says he's still shocked by Representative Glanzer's passing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Sioux Falls Mayor Paulton Haken is issuing what he calls a Safer at Home proclamation to curb the spread of the coronavirus. More than half of the state's total COVID-19 cases are in and around the city. The proclamation includes guidelines for businesses and families. It encourages residents to stay at home and limit grocery store visits to one trip a week from one household member. In line with the most recent CDC guidelines, the proclamation also encourages anyone over 2 years old without breathing difficulties to wear cloth masks in public. The proclamation recommends that businesses not already under restrictions allow occupancy that's 20% of their fire code limits. Mayor Tin Haken says the proclamation offers clearer guidelines, but is not legally enforceable.
These are what I would call executive mayoral recommendations from our office that we're asking the public to take. We've done well with kind of the soft recommendation so far. We're taking a step further with what we call an executive proclamation.
In its meeting tomorrow, the Sioux Falls City Council is expected to extend an existing ordinance that limits certain businesses to 10 or fewer patrons inside at a time. If it passes, the extension runs through April 22nd. The Yankton County Board of Health is restricting public gatherings of 10 people or more. That's a move the southeastern South Dakota County government feels they have the authority to make based on CDC guidelines and Governor Kristi Noem's executive order. Yankton County Chair Sherry Lowe says the order gives county boards of health the ability to enforce against threats to public health. Other counties are looking at similar provisions. Lowe says county governments are unsure of their authority in addressing the pandemic.
You know, a while back they were changing the authority on zoning for the county government because they didn't feel the county government could make that on their own decision there. Well, now they don't think we can make the decision here either. So I know it's not setting well at the county government level, but that's what it is. And so we go back to what can we do?
Yankton County has 18 COVID-19 cases and is considered to have community spread.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.